Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of progress note for the patient, for patients from the comprehensive counseling. Date of evaluation for all these patients is November 18, 2024. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Charles Mamie, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Mamie, M-A-M-I-E. Her date of birth is 11/29/1943. Patient is 80-year-old, single, female, who is living in a independent living. Today she was seen with her sister Lula through the telehealth. Mamie was concerned about his ongoing difficulties of depression, sadness, unable to sleep, with period of fear and anxiety that someone is going to do that. She also described that often she is so much anxious that she does not remember, although there is some difficulty in her cognition, but she does not want to accept and does not want to take any medications as a cognitive enhancer. On several occasions, I have discussed about adding another antidepressant, as meltizepam was not helping. It make her drowsy, sleepy, and get confused. Therefore, it was recommended to discontinue. On mental examination, she was alert, oriented, able to tell me the date, month, and year. Her mood was sad, affect was anxious, his speech was clear. She knows the name of the president, knows the correct date, month, and year, spell word forward and backward, able to repeat 5 digits forward and backward. She admit period of sadness, depression, not feeling good about herself, having period of anxiety, but denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, but patient denies any hallucination, but is still having some persecutory thoughts and fear. The reason for the current problem, she does not understand. Patient was treated in a hospital couple of months ago with a syrup coil of 50 milligram daily, but she stopped taking medication, does not accept that she need antipsychotic medication. However, today I discuss about her treatment plan and explain that I would like to discontinue her meltizepam and start with sertraline or Zoloft 25 milligram in the morning and give her syrup coil 25 milligram at bedtime, which not only help in sleep and also help her to decrease her fear, to which agreed. Her sister also agreed, and and explained her about the effect and side effect period. I further discussed that I would like to see the response of medications in 2 weeks, and this follow-up should be given with the sister, which was Lula, who was very supportive. Period. Patient agreed with the plan. Assessment. Major depressive disorder with some paranoid thoughts. Plan, start low dose of sertraline, Zoloft 25 milligram daily, and syrup coil 25 milligram at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect explained. 30 days medications was ordered and follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks. End of dictation. Next patient is a Robinson Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1991. Room number, telephone number is 402-415-7872. Elizabeth is a 43-year-old Caucasian female, married Caucasian female, who has history of bipolar disorder with oral dyskinetic movement. I have recommended to treat her tardive dyskinesia by valbenazine, VL. BENAZINE. However, insurance company does not approve. Therefore, alternative, I start on amantadine 100 milligram 3 times a day and clonopin 0.5 milligram daily, to which she was doing very well, but indicate for the last few days she is having again some tremors in hand and mouth, but be it, and it is not much relief. be it. I further discussed that I would like to recommend to other maybe neurologists to get evaluate herself and maybe start on medications to control her tardive dyskinesia, which may be secondary to treatment with antipsychotic medication. However, with the current medication, she is feeling better. She is on clonopin 0.5 mg daily, amantadine 100 mg 3 times a day, seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Paxil 30 mg daily, Lamictal 100 mg BID. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, the effect was approved, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Asked bipolar mood disorder with tardive dyskinesia, plan continue with the current medication. A recommendation was made to be seen by a neurologist. Prognosis guided and of dictation.